lies. Telling lies. We got news updates this week. We're going to go, not rogue, but just kind of talk about different things, Emeril.
Yeah, we're going to rip on everybody. You're not safe to.
Well, it's true, though, man. Like, first thing I want to do is fucking, I still can't believe Trump is a problem. I can't believe people are going to be voting for him again, and I can't believe he's going to be allowed to run. So if you vote for Trump, you're a fucking piece of shit, man. Like, I don't fucking care what you do with your life. You voting for Trump and promoting him is a fucking scumbag move, man. Like, I fucking stand on that shit. And I will never not stand on that fucking island, you know, bro? It just pisses me off to no fucking end, man.
I saw this video and the guy was like, yeah, man, I was on the... what was the name of the show that Trump did? Apprentice, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I was on The Apprentice and fucking Trump wore Depends because he shit his pants all the time. Like, shit his pants. And he's like, yeah, because he does speed. He does speed all the time. So he fucking, so like, it makes you fucking, you know how like you do like opioids, they fucking make you constipated, but you do fucking speed and it makes you
do the opposite.
Just the opposite. So he's like, so he wears Depends and he shits his pants like in front of everybody, and he's got somebody that fucking changes him and shit. <It's> like,
yeah, I mean, that guy's scum of the earth, like in the fucking worst way, man.
You know, it's not just him; it's the fucking whole system right now, man. It's fucked up, dude. They just spent $95 billion to overseas to fund a goddamn war. You know, I bet you fucking 10% of that money's accounted for if whatever they fucking send over.
Well, I mean, that's been going on since the day and years are long, man, like way before us, probably going on way after us. But the thing that I don't get is people think Trump is the fucking answer to this when he was the worst fucking president we had. And
he's for fucking in the courts right now.
And he's very openly racist and a piece of shit, and people cheer that, and they're like, oh, he tells it like it is. It's like, dude, you're a fucking racist, man. And we got a bunch of Custer Crows that are natives. I can't believe minorities. I can't believe women that vote for Trump. He fucking gladly and happily and beats his chest about fucking bringing Roe versus Wade down, you know?
Yeah.
And women vote for this. They think he's the answer. They fucking, the women that back him are just like, I'm like, are you kidding me, man? Are you that fucking stupid? And that's what I feel about a lot of the fucking natives, a lot of the people in Metlakatla. It's like, dude, I fucking have no respect for you. Like, it couldn't go any lower. You know, like, unless, of course, you beat your girl behind closed doors, then, yeah, man, you're fucking even worse, scumbag, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. It's very shoot yourself in the foot if you're native and you're voting for fucking Trump. It's pretty dumb, I think.
And a woman. If you're a woman and you vote for him. I mean, one of the things, and he tried to do this, too. Like, he looked into ending Indian health care because he claimed it was racist.
Oh, yeah, and not to mention he wanted to fucking take out all the fucking reservations and fucking make it, you know, no more reservations for any of the Indians, and so they can have the oil lands that all these natives have in the fucking, like, South Dakota and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and
the pebble mine up in Alaska, and fuck, that was a big fucking thing, you know? And I think that's going through right now. I'm not sure right now, but...
Yeah, I just can't believe the idiocy that fucking people in Metlakatla are beating their chest about, and it's like, holy fuck, man. Like, I just, I'm at a point, bro, I don't even fucking care. I can't be anybody's friend if they're a fucking Trump supporter, man. You know? Like, I just fucking can't. Like, dude, fuck you. I fucking don't want you to die, but I fucking don't want you in my fucking life at all, you know? You know, and then you got people that just openly tell you that they don't vote. Nah, I don't care. I don't care about that stuff. I was like, oh, well, good for you, man. I don't fucking got that, man. you know?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, man, I'm fucking Native. I'm a minority, man. I have to fucking care. I don't have that fucking privilege. And so think about that, of how many people don't vote. And when they take the stance and then they tell you, oh, the whole thing's corrupt. They're both the same fucking... Dude, shut the fuck up. You don't know anything. Like, when people say that, I'm like, dude, you don't... Okay, then you're not paying attention. And you're fucking a big reason why Trump will probably get elected again. You know? Like, look at that fucking insurrection that he fucking incited. And people fucking have gone down... swinging to their deathbeds that fucking it was not fucking anything violent, you know?
Where they stormed the fucking the Capitol and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like, dude, no, he caused that shit, man. He went 3 hours without fucking telling them to stop. He fucking incited them. He told them he was going to march with them. I mean, holy shit, man. Like, this, what more? I mean, fuck, I thought him being a fucking piece of shit would have been the end of it. I mean, you remember remembering Dan Quayle? I think that's his name. He convinced someone on a spelling bee to change how to spell it, and it was wrong, and fucking America's like, all right, man, you don't get to run for president anymore. He had to fucking, you remember that?
No, that's funny.
Though. Like, that was enough, but fucking this racist piece of shit who fucking... brags about grabbing women by the pussy, not only won the presidency, made for a toxic fucking 4 years. I ended friendships with people. I don't give a fuck, man. I don't miss them. And then now this motherfucker is going to be running again, even though he's fucking should probably be in prison, you know? And they're bootlickers about him too, man. That guy doesn't pay taxes. He's never paid taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
And they cheer that like it's putting money in their pocket. Like, dude, he hates you, man. You're not only are you fucking Native, you don't have insurance, so you only have Indian health care insurance, and he's trying to fuck... He actively tried to take that away, which means if he gets back reelected, that's one of the things he's going to take down, just like he did Roe versus Wade. And these fucking morons don't seem to understand that shit, you know? I'm always just like, dude, fuck off, you know? And when someone asks me a question about Trump, I'm like, I could tell a lot about a person like Trump. Like, well, what? I was like, you're just fucking racist. Well, no, you are. Just you welcome it, you know? I mean, yeah. And so that pisses me off. And then there's like, I see people post on Facebook, oh, I don't see... all those Biden voters, I never see them bragging about what he's doing. And someone commented, yeah, because we're not in a fucking cult and we hold him accountable. You know?
You know, I don't like Biden or Trump, but, mm-hmm. You know, they're both too fucking old to be president, I'll tell you that.
Well, you'd think there would be an age limit, man, but there isn't. So, fuck, man, we're stuck with this until they put an age limit on being in the Senate and... running for president. I mean, shit, they won't even let you fucking... what, you got to be like 35, I think, before you could fucking even put your name on the ballot for being a president?
Yeah, I think there should be a...
or Senate, you know?
A limit. You can't be fucking 80 years old or 75 years old and be fucking president.
I mean, you know, there should definitely be term limits for fucking people on the Senate and all those other board. I mean, shit, you only have to be president for fucking max 8 years, you know?
Yeah. But so, let's talk about something else. I'm fucking sick of that fucking presidency bullshit. It's not going to change anytime soon, and fucking it just...
One last thing, and then I'll change the subject. Fuck you if you voted for Trump and are voting for him again, man. I fucking hope you take a dry thumb up the fucking ass. One thing, you know what I needed a break from, man? And I stopped listening to my podcast this week that I normally listen to, is the fucking NFL, man. Like, I fucking am sick of it. I don't need it year-round. I only want it in my life starting in August, right before the fucking season starts. So I don't even care about the fucking preseason. And everything's on fucking overload with the NFL draft right now, man. Like, every podcast I listen to, oh, my mock draft this. And I'm just like, oh, my God. All right, I'm not listening to this today, man. I can't listen to 3 hours of football talk right now. It's not even the season, you know?
Well, yeah, it was the draft yesterday. That's why.
Oh, I know. That's why I was just like, yeah, I guess I'm not listening to my sports talk this week. That's cool. It comes up because I follow a bunch of sport. I don't know what you follow on Instagram, but like, I follow quite a few sports pages. So like everything pops up, and like, I think it was like a month ago the Atlanta Falcons signed Kirk Cousins. He's a free agent, right?
For like $170 million.
Yeah, it was. Much of it was guaranteed.
Michael Penix Jr., which is pretty fucking funny, because why would you draft fucking that guy to have him sit on the bench, you know what I mean?
Well, the other thing too is like, and this started with Russell Wilson, and when upper management and Pete Carroll were like, this guy's fucking really good, because if you remember, they signed Matt Flynn to a big fucking offseason contract in 2012, right?
$15 million one-year contract.
And signed him. He was going to be their starter. They drafted Russell Wilson late in draft, and then Russell Wilson just beat him out in fucking... and
Russell Wilson was so good in the preseason that they were just like, why go with this guy who might not be that good? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, one of the other things that came up with that is they had Russell Wilson on a rookie contract for either 4 years or 5 years. So they fucking they hit their draft too, man. You guys drafted fucking great leading up to Russell Wilson, you know?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I said, I think the rookie contracts are either 3 or 4 years.
5 years if you're a fucking bastard fucking company, man. So they got Russell Wilson on that, and they realized they could go heavy on their defense and such, and they did, and they fucking won a Super Bowl. Well, guess what the Falcons can't do now? Because not only did they draft a rookie QB, that said money they could have had is going to Kirk Cousins now, you know, which is pretty.
The first year on a rookie contract in the NFL, if you're in the first round, is a 4 year contract.
Oh, okay.
But they spent ridiculous amount of money on Kirk Cousins. Why didn't you get somebody to help Kirk Cousins out? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if you're going to spend that kind of money, then you're going to get low amount of dollars, so you don't need to spend that. You're not going to be able to spend that much on rookies. Get somebody that's going to protect him or a fucking catch his passes or something.
Yeah,
it's funny because Kirk Cousins is like a sleeper. Like, he's good, but I mean, he's not that good, but he's consistent. You know what I mean? I'm not a huge fan of Kirk Cousins, but
he was drafted in the same draft as Russell Wilson.
Yeah, for sure.
He was,
and he's a good. He's not fucking great or anything, but.
Consistent as fuck.
Yeah, fuck, he's one of 32 guys in the NFL that are fucking quarterbacks, and that's fucking that right there is fucking huge, you know.
Did you watch do you like documentaries?
Sure.
Did you watch the quarterback documentary that Peyton Manning executive produced for Netflix?
I started it and I didn't finish it. Was that the one with It was Kirk Cousins, right?
Yeah, he was in there, and Patrick Mahomes, and the Hawaiian. Yeah, it was good, man.
Any of those guys?
Cause I never really thought, you know, good or bad of Kirk Cousins. I was just like, meh. I mean, you can get somebody who, like, up until this year, I was always like, man, you're gonna get somebody who's never hurt, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
he's consistent. You know, he doesn't fucking.
Yeah,
no, I don't know. I'm just like I said, I'm not really a big fan of Kirk Cousins, but.
Oh well, in that documentary, like it was crazy. Like you see, they showed all the fucking work he does behind the scenes just to prep for each game. And it's just like, yeah, it gave me a fucking higher respect for Kirk Cousins. You know, it's like, damn, us as fans, we don't even know what the fucking work he does. We just see him on Sundays, and then you see the behind the scenes stuff, and it's like, wow, you know?
Yeah, I watch most of it. It's all this Kirk shit. But
yeah,
you know what's fun is everybody's fucking Patrick Mahomes, but like, I've seen a bunch of these conspiracy videos about just in the fucking this last playoffs where these guys were getting these holding calls against who did they play in the Super Bowl? I don't even fucking remember now.
It was a rematch with the Niners.
Yeah, the Niners are getting all this shit called on them, but they weren't calling it on San Fran or on the Chiefs when San Francisco was fucking trying to get at them, the holding calls and shit like that. You know, I was like, crap. You know, I never noticed because the game goes so fast, and if you're not fucking rewinding and watching every guy, you know what I mean?
Well, one thing with those two, man, videos could be edited. Like, did you see, and this one wasn't edited, but like there's a big explanation. They were like, people are noticing that Joel Embiid can't blink his left eye. There's a glitch. This guy's like a fucking, you know, he's a plant. He's not... He's a crab people. And the poor bastard got fucking Bell's palsy, and that's why he was out for a while, man. It's still affecting the whole left side of his face. And it's just like, holy shit, man. You know?
I've never seen that.
Yeah. He, because after yesterday's game, they won. He scored 50 plus points. Like, he, in the post-game press conference, he said that he had fucking, he's fighting Bell's palsy right now. But you remember 28? Basketball. Huh?
Talking about basketball?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really watch the NBA. I used to watch the NBA, but they don't call anything anymore on the fucking superstars, you know, and they flop so much. It's like LaFlop, you know, fucking, mm-hmm. fucking, and... I watched a little bit of highlights of the playoffs this year, so you know, and I saw the Denver won that game against fucking LA with that buzzer beater, you know, and LeBron and fucking AD were being like little babies at the end of the game.
Yeah, mostly AD. AD slammed the mic down, kind of. I guess he just literally dropped the mic.
LeBron is being a little bitch too, because he was like, he got hit in the face and they didn't call nothing. I don't know what replay booth is for if they're not going to call it. You know, and it's just like, dude, you ever see Michael Jordan up there complain about fucking fouls after the game?
Your guys' coach did, though, man. I hated your guys' team in the 90s, man. Rat fuck fucking Phil Jackson complained after every fucking game. We don't get the calls. Like, he's Michael Jordan. He gets all the calls, man. He gets all the calls. You can't touch him.
Detroit fucking fighting everybody is what I'm saying. Like, they never called any of that shit, you know what I mean? But like, if you blow on LeBron James, man, he'll flop like fucking somebody clotheslined him or some shit, you know? And it's just the way that refs don't call anything anymore is just really weird. I'm not even like an NBA.
I do, but I like it more than the NFL, but I always have. But I definitely don't like they did a huge rule change right leading up to the All-Star break this year.
The rule change was they could take 6 steps if they want. You know, they could walk with the basketball and shit if they want.
Patrick Ewing and Michael Jordan were taking 4 steps in the 90s, bro.
Not really, man. Not like what they do nowadays.
Check it out, man.
I watched all those games. They never fucking walk like they do nowadays. It's crazy.
I'm just saying they did, man. They didn't take the big steps. Like, so, like, one of my all-time favorite players is Allen Iverson. But when Allen Iverson came into the league in the 96-97 year, the NBA, he was so popular, they'd never called him for carrying the ball. Now everybody carries the ball. Like, that... Everybody. That started with Allen Iverson, man. And, like, if you see all of his crossovers, he's carrying the ball every time. Nobody has a fucking crossover now. everybody gets to carry the ball. Top it off, they take like a step and a half step before they I don't know, man. I would like to see, because Joe Dumars is in control of that part of the game, you know? So I'd like to see him crack down on that, man. But yeah, no, fuck, man. Fucking, I fucking remember watching Knicks games with my brother and like, how come he fucking gets to take four steps? And they're like, well, their rule in the pros is they get 3.5 steps. And it's like, that is fucking four steps that motherfucker's taking, man. Like, and it's a big four steps. Like, and think about, like, and it's even worse now because in the 96 finals, Scottie Pippen didn't take a dribble, but he fucking went from the 3-point line and fucking dunked it. And fucking 3 years ago, Giannis didn't even take a dribble after half court and fucking made it in for a dunk. Now, given these guys are 7 feet and Scottie Pippen's, what, 6'7.5?
He's like 6'8", I think.
Yeah, so on top of that, they got long fucking, I mean, they're fucking professional athletes because they were gifted with genes. But, I mean, you know, they've always been traveling. It's just fucking more blatant now, just like they fucking eased up, just like the NFL, man. I mean, look at the scores compared to when we were in high school, you know? Everything's geared towards the offense. The fucking quarterback's protected like a motherfucker. Like, you can't even... You talk about LeBron not being able to get breathed on. I remember fucking watching games where fucking the Golden Boy was playing and, like... And a tackler fell before he got to him, so he fucking didn't hit his knees, but he was close, and Tom Brady started screaming and pointing at his knees. The refs talked and they threw a fucking flag, man. Fucking roughing the passer, you know? Like, so, oh, yeah. Like, you have to fucking, like, Jesus Christ, like, what?
It's all about money, man. It's all about who makes, who brings in the dollars for the fucking league. It's, you know what I mean? LeBron brings in dollars for the fucking NBA. Fucking Tom Brady brought in the dollars for the fucking NFL for a number of years. You know what I mean? Jordan brought in the money for the fucking NBA at a certain time, you know what I mean?
You know what's nuts too is even though the NFL's obviously the biggest sport in America, none of their players ever make what the NBA players make, you know?
Yeah, I seen a thing, it said if you're an NBA player, it's an equivalent to being an NFL quarterback. Because the NFL quarterbacks are the ones that make the big contracts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is, you know, there's a lot more players on an NFL team than an NBA team. You know what I mean? Because you could just be Joe Schmo and still make a shitload of money in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But if Joe Schmo in the NFL, man, you're not going to make a shit ton of money, and your career is only going to be 3 years long, because that's the average length of an NFL player's career. You know, 3 years.
I mean, shit, you've been to live NFL games, right?
Oh yeah.
Could you hear the hits from where you were sitting?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. It's fucking...
It sounds brutal.
Yeah, fucking loud. I mean, you can only hear it on offense at the fucking Seahawks stadium, but...
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking loud when they're on defense.
Yeah. It's,
Yeah. And, you know, the NFL changed rules to protect players, right?
Quarterback.
The NBA is not to protect anybody. To protect fucking what? Somebody taking six steps on a fucking travel?
Well, the other thing,
I guess they don't call fouls used to. Are they? I guess they don't. I don't know. I mean, fuck, it was such more of a physical game in the 90s than it is now.
Well, the other thing, too, is it was, I mean, think about just when me and you played in high school, and then what were the international rules when you went to All Native? How different was that?
It wasn't much different, other than the fact that they didn't like us because we were from the U.S.
The only thing I was going to say was everything was so clogged. Everything you had to go, you got to go through the big guy first. And it's like, our fucking big guy is Aaron Hudson, and he fucking sucks ass. He only goes to the left, you know? And, huh?
So we had a bunch of big guys. What, we have like three or four fucking 6'5" dudes, right? Brandon, Danny, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were all 6'5".
And, but I mean, it's just different though now, man. I mean, look at when our classmate, when his son went, he was a freshman, baby Danny.
Yeah.
The game was that was the year that the Warriors won their first title, and then everything even more so exploded with the 3-point shot. So the big guys were out on the perimeter more than they were down in the post. And then the game just kept evolving, man. And then now it's just any fucking kind of foul. People are like, oh my God, that was a hard foul. And I'm like, I mean, by today's standards, okay. You know?
Yeah.
By today's standards, I'll give you that, but
I see these things with shot selection from like the 90s to now, and all the shot selections in the 90s were all inside shots.
Oh, yeah.
With a little bit of pointer shots, right?
Yeah.
And now all 3-point shots with a little bit of inside shots. I mean, the fucking Golden State Warriors fucking put up more 3-pointers in the finals than fucking than any team in NBA history or some shit like that. You know,
Well, like, what do you think of when somebody says Larry Bird?
Larry Bird?
Yeah. Is it is it the 3-point contests that he won and then, like, he stuck his finger up in the air before the shot even went in and he walked away and it swished?
I think Larry Bird was, like, they always say he was the biggest trash talker in the fucking game, you know what I mean? And he fucking backed it all.
He was badass, man. Like, I hated him. I liked him as we got older, but, like, everybody's like, oh, man, he's a great 3-point shooter. And then you go back and look, and I think he took, like, 2 or 3 3-point shots a game what they said it averaged out to. So, like, just like fucking life, a lot of things change, sometimes for the good, sometimes for the better, but, like,
Yeah, exactly. They didn't take as many 3-pointers back in the day. They just didn't.
There was
when Jordan hit those 7 threes in a row or some shit like that. It was a huge deal. Like, nobody's ever made this many 3-pointers ever in the finals, you know what I mean? But I said, and then fucking what's it called? The Warriors get there and fucking 300 3-pointers in the fourth quarter or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Well, think about our freshman year at the Christmas Classic. My brother hit 7 3-pointers without missing one. And that was just like, oh my God, he hit 7 3-pointers. Holy shit. And then think about our junior and senior year. When was I ever out past the fucking free throw line? You know?
Yeah.
I was always fucking down low, man. It's a different game, clogging it up, man. And it's just like, fuck, if you stole the ball and you fucking ran out on the wing, then yeah, you're getting a fucking layup, man. But like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just different, man. They fucking, everything's switched too, man. Like, shit, think about the coach. If you fight through that screen. Now it's like, switch it. You know?
Yeah. The offense wasn't an offense that, you know, you take a bunch of 3-point shots. It wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
The Chiefs, this year's Chiefs team, I didn't watch a bunch of their games or anything, but I saw their region championship game,
Nice.
And it was like, I don't know, it looked like they didn't have any plays or they weren't prepared with plays or something. They just, you know what I mean? Like, they were just playing run and gun basketball or something. It was really weird. You know, but I never watched them all season, so I didn't know how their game was. But I don't know. What did you think of that? Did you watch that game, their region championship game?
Yeah. So one of the things, too, is they had a new coach this year from the person who has been coaching for, like, the past 7 years or whatever, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. That guy didn't coach this year because I think he wanted or they just had like their second kid and he wanted to be around more, which that's very commendable, you know. And then Zach Martin's brother was the coach, and I didn't get to watch every game, so I can't really, you know, other than what everybody else says. It's just like, okay, you know, this is like, okay, well, did he not have a game plan? I don't fucking know, man. You know. when you're watching the game, it just looks like fucking res ball. It's like, okay, then you know what me and Merle didn't like? We loved our friend James, but goddamn it, if he was told we get to play fucking town hall ball, then me and Merle are never seen that ball.
Fucking right, dude.
Why?
And not just him. And there was Richie and fucking Willie and Lyman and.
Well, I would take Richie over everybody because that motherfucker passed. But like,
yeah,
there it's just like, damn man, could we be a team? Could we fucking run an offense, man? Like, one of the things I remember about Mr. Matheson, and he told us that we're not playing res ball, man. We're gonna fucking have this. We're gonna have X, Y, and Z or whatever the fuck it was, you know.
We had a different fucking coach every year.
All 4 years?
Every year. And I always say that if we had the consistent coach from at least our sophomore year to our senior year, I believe we would have won state at least one of those fucking years. You know what I mean? More to the fact, if Matheson, because he was our sophomore coach, he was, huh?
Yeah.
If he would have one more year and been that coach for our junior year, I think we would have won it. You know, because we had a good team.
Well, we would have won it if Richie didn't foul out. You know, we would have went to state. that was the big problem right there, was the glue guy who could fucking had fucking great basketball handles and didn't mind fucking letting other people shine, fucking fouled the fuck out, and that sucked. You know, a lot of what ifs with fucking Matt LaCalle's basketball, though, man. I mean, shit, how many other generations you think are just having, come on over, let's have a beer, and then they talk about the good old days like we're doing right now, and like, man, we could have won state, goddammit.
Yeah.
It's, that's definitely, though, a thing, though, man. Consistency matters in the coaching, man, and it was just so chaotic for how many years in Matlakatla, you know? I mean, how many parents went up and threatened the coach because their kid didn't get enough playing time, you know?
That's fucking hilarious because, like, it's even in the fucking movie.
It is, man. And it's like, that's probably the most accurate thing in that documentary.
What's funny about the documentary is, like, it's Matlakatla is a really nice place. There's some really cool places about Matlakatla, right?
Yeah.
But that movie showed every shitbag place in fucking Matlakatla, like, the trailer park and shit in there or something, you know what I mean? Like I don't know, it was fucking funny. Like, they never showed any of the nice areas of Matlakatla in the documentary. It was always, like, something that was really run down or really beat up, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that, it's a cool fucking movie, but I thought that was funny.
There was always, I always knew that our res wasn't as bad as it could be, you know? And then once my brother started changing careers when he moved back east, then I'd just hear him be like, oh man, no man, you fucking see different res, man. It's just like tough life, you know?
Dude, our res is the golden res compared to every fucking reservation in the...
Yeah, we're lucky, you know?
There's no fucking abject poverty of fucking people fucking just living on the streets in Matlakatla, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck no. It's like that down in some of these reservations, but, yeah. I mean, our reservation is tiny compared to some of these reservations down here.
Oh, man.
Fucking
100%, man.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they made the Police Hill and that was like the really only good paved road in Matlakatla for a while? I used to skate down that motherfucker, man. I fucking loved it, man. That was the only good fucking road in Matlakatla for a while.
Got pretty good start from doing that fucking grinding my arm on the fucking the yellow cat Police Hill.
What's that?
I said I got a pretty good scar from fucking grinding my elbow on the ground on that hill.
Oh shit, man. Talk about it.
Oh shit. What? Remember we were into skateboarding for a while, right?
Oh yeah.
And
Really quick though, tell the people what skateboard you had.
I was just gonna say that.
Oh okay, sorry.
I had the it was a Volterra skateboard, and it was the exact board that Marty McFly had in back.
Sorry, I just came, everybody. You had the coolest skateboard in Metlakatla, bro.
Yeah, it was fucking cool.
Where did you find that at? Before you tell the story, where did you find that at?
I think I got it in Ketchikan.
Was it at the Tongass Outfitter when they, you remember they used to have that wall of skateboards?
I think it was a Benjamin Franklin or Ben Franklin at the Five and Dime.
Okay. Dude, you fucking, I was so jealous that you had it. I was like, oh man, I gotta go up there and check this board out. I had an All Sport, man, and it had that weird bug eye on it. I don't know if you remember, but no, I just wanted to make sure you told him that you had the fucking badass fucking Marty McFly skateboard.
That's fucking funny, yeah. The McFly board.
Oh, that was awesome.
But I can't remember who the fuck I was with, but I was going down Police Hill,
yeah,
right? And fucking, that thing was really, the trucks on it were really wobbly, so I fucking hit a corner or something and fucking grinded my elbow on the ground.
Oh, man. You were right there, man, too. Like, you weren't that far away from the Police Hill back in that time frame.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty close.
You're, like, fucking right there. I remember I tightened the trucks up down at in Trevor Bolton's fort that he had next to his house.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the fuck he got them, but, like, he had an array of fucking skateboard wheels. And he asked if I wanted, you know, because I told him I wanted to put some different wheels on there and grease them up. So we went back there and he had a fucking shit ton. But like, it was like, well, if you trade them out, leave your wheels for somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
So I fucking tightened the trucks on it and put different colored wheels on it because that was cool.
That's funny.
Yeah, man, I remember fucking trying. I remember in my mind, I was fucking skating the LA Massacre every time I went down that fucking thing.
remember how big that shit was back in the day? All those skateboard movies and shit?
Fuck yeah, I still watch them, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I
fucking Gleaming the Cube and fucking. Oh, what else was there?
Thrashing. Yeah, I still watch Thrashing. I text my brother. It's like, I'm about to watch the greatest skateboarding movie of all time. Do you want to simultaneously watch it with me if you go to Amazon Prime? He's like, fuck no, I'm still sick of that movie because of you. you know what fucking was awesome? And I know you liked it because me and you played it a lot, especially 24 years ago, was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yeah, Tony Hawk Pro Skater. You know what's funny is when cell phones started getting better,
yeah,
in like
mid-2010s.
No. Well, not Metlakatla better. I mean, down here better.
Oh, okay.
When they started getting better down here,
okay.
It was like 05, 06, I think.
Yeah.
I got a phone called the N-Gage. T-Mobile N-Gage phone, you know, and I had Tony Hawk's Pro Skater on it.
You know,
like, it was a full-on game that I had to cartridge for and put it in my phone. You know what I mean?
You know how I know you had that phone?
How's that?
Because me and you were at Mini Mart 19 years ago, and Shannon walked in.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we were bullshitting with her because we know her. And then both of you guys were like, can't we fucking use our cell phones here? It's like, hey, you fucking city natives, shut up. It's like, you guys fucking got colonized. And she started laughing. She punched me in the arm. You're like, no, bro, fucking sucks, man. No cell phone reception here, man. It's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't have a Motorola flip phone. I can't do anything here.
I remember I went out for a cruise in like May, June of 2002. April of 2002, I went out for a cruise, and I was like, look at this motherfucker, man. Like, this is like right out of a fucking bad commercial, man. Guy, I could very clearly see that he was holding a cell phone up looking for a signal, And I was like, I'm gonna fucking talk shit to this fucker, man. What a dipshit. And I got closer. I was like, no fucking way. And I rolled my window down. I was like, only my cousin Nick fucking dickhead here trying to fucking look for bars on the fucking res. And he's like, fuck you, man. I was trying to call your punk ass. But I remember that. I remember that phone you had, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, fuck, man. That's so funny because, like...
Was that...
What, like you said 2010. I'm like, no, way before that. You guys had the fucking technology for a long time.
Dude, they put up a cell tower in, like, 04, 05, but didn't start working until 06.
Oh, no shit, That's funny.
It was, because I got a cell phone, and then I didn't get a contract. I just put minutes on it. And then I didn't, when did you get your first cell phone?
I think before I got that phone I was talking about.
Yeah.
I was always in the prepaid fucking bullshit phones.
Oh, you know? Okay.
04, 05, I got my first phone where it was just a piece of shit fucking, you know, buy card and load the minutes on it and shit, you know?
Gotcha. So, like, by the time I moved over here February of 07, AT&T was in the midst of buying out the company that was running it here. But it was like, call me after 7, I got free minutes. Remember? Yeah. Remember that shit, man?
That's fucking funny.
What was the first smartphone you bought?
First smartphone I bought was a Samsung fucking Samsung Galaxy. You know what I mean? One of the first ones, you know. Shit, right now I have a Note 20 Ultra.
Nice. But
that's fuck, my phone's older than shit too right now. Yeah. Like, and my kids have the S23 right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mine's older than hell compared to theirs. But it's still fucking badass.
Yeah. I got that mini tablet one that you fold open.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, I was with my dad when this happened. So, in September of 2016, I was still talking to our boy Ira a lot, and he fucking convinced me to switch over from Apple to Samsung. And I was like, I don't know, man. I fucking had Karate Champ on that phone, you know? Anyways, he convinced me, and I got the phone, right? And I had to set it up on my own, and I'm always having issues with that, it seems like. And, like, I was sitting up here with my dad, and I was just like, all right, hold on, Dad, then... You know, as soon as I get this, then we'll go. I got to transferring everything over, all my contacts, right? And then, so I checked. Oh shit! Okay, I'll fucking give Merle a shout. And like, you fucking called me. Like, it was crazy. And I was like, oh shit! And I pushed it. I was like, holy shit! Oh no! Phone answer. Answer Merle. Pick up phone. Answer the phone. And my dad was laughing. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I don't even know how to fucking answer this phone. And he's like, shit, gotta be smarter than that, kid. God damn it. And then, like, I couldn't answer. And I kept pushing the red or the green button or whatever the fuck it is, right? Push. Yeah. And then you hung up. And I called you back. And I was like, bro, I just got a fucking new phone. You're like, badass, what'd you get? I was like, I got a Samsung, but I couldn't answer it. And he started laughing. He's like, all right, man, I'm going to call you back, but you need to put your finger on the green one, on the button, and slide it up. I'll call you right back. And then you hung up. I was like, oh, no, I hope I could do this. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's when you couldn't answer your phone, right? I was like, you got to swipe it, bro. You got to fucking hold your finger on the green dial and swipe that shit.
I was so used to fucking my fucking Apple shit, you know? So my fucking first smartphone was I got it in 2010. I got a fucking an iPhone in 2010. Then I had that till 2016. But yeah, it's fucking wild, man. I mean, shit, man. It's I see kids that fucking can't even really talk yet, but they could fucking operate a tablet, you know?
Right, and fuck with ease and do it way better than fucking adults and shit.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's fucking nuts.
You know, it's funny. The first time I realized that how much better the kids are at fucking technology than we are is like, I was like, Riley was on the tablet.
Okay.
And she's a, and she's 14 now, right? So this is like when she was like 2 or something.
Oh.
And like, I'm like, turn it up, you know? And she goes to turn it up and she pushes the volume up button, right?
Yeah.
Only one time. And then she puts her finger on it because, you know, it like shows you what the volume is.
Yeah.
When you push the, you know? Me and you will push the volume up button 10 times, right? To get it to go up, right?
I still do.
Yeah. She pushed it once. It displayed it. She put her finger on the display and just rung it all the way up. I was like, I fucking never would have thought to do that. Jesus Christ. It's so much fucking easier than fucking pushing the button a whole bunch of times. Jesus Christ.
I still push it 10 times, bro. You're funny because you're fucking, you absolutely nailed it. That's me today.
I still do that, but it's like, just like the thought of, you know, just making it more simple is just fucking hilarious, dude.
It's fucking nuts, man. I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, for better and for worse, times have changed, man. I'm not saying I want to go back to how it was, but there's certain aspects that I do miss, you know? What if you could fucking wave a magic wand and change something back to fucking old school way? You know, what would that be?
Fuck. Not having to pay bills?
Well, that's everybody's, man. I mean, just like...
But like, you know what I think the kids miss out on nowadays that we had was... I mean, the cell phone's great. You know, yeah. They're cool. Everything's at the fucking palm of your hands, but like, think about when we were kids, right? It was mm-hmm. like, fuck, I gotta get, or like, hey, I'll call your house.
Yep.
Bloody, is Bruce there? You know, and yep. Like, oh, you just met him, he went out, and I'm like, fuck, now I gotta go find you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I used to have a spot, man. I'd either sit on the Duncan Church, and I'd be like, okay, I'll see Merle. I'll see him right here if he comes down the hill.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like when younger, go even younger when we were little kids, and then you drive by what's his name's house when you're with your parents, and you're like, oh look, everybody's over there. There's everybody's bikes are right outside.
There's Merle's bike.
Yeah, exactly. And the kids, they don't have that. Like where there's fucking a horde of fucking little kids on bikes that are pedaling by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I live in the city too, but I mean, it'd be so dangerous if all these kids were fucking pedaling around on bikes. It'd be fucking little kids fucking get hit all the time.
You know how I became good friends with Ira? I was sitting on my porch, and you must have been over here, but I just didn't have anybody to play with at that moment. And I was sitting on my porch with a red Rambo headband tied around my head. And I had my bow and arrow on, like Rambo did. And I had had my fake gun. And I was just like, oh, fuck, man. You know? And then I saw some kid pedaling. And he had a fucking laser tag white rifle in a fucking duffel bag. And I stood up and he saw me. And he stopped by my house and he's like, hey, I'm Ira. I was like, I know who you are. It's like, do you want to play guns? And he's like, yeah, I've been looking for somebody for a while now. He's like, come here, look at this. I got a laser tag, man.
That's funny.
But that's how I became close with him, man. And then when we were done playing too, he's like, hey man, could I get some juice? And I was like, yeah, wait out here though, you know? I'll be right, I'll bring you a cup of juice. And he's like, I gotta wait outside, and I was like, "Yeah, just hold on." And I don't know if you remember, but like we used to have those little like quarter size cups that were a solid brown. Do you remember those cups we had?
Yeah.
I grabbed one. I was just about to pour him juice. But like earlier that week, I had gone berry picking with my grandma June. And I was with her all day, and we filled up some old ice cream tubs. And she's like, oh, I'm going to make you some jam. And then she messed up one, so she just made it into a syrup for me and my dad. And I was like, I don't know this guy. I'm just going to give him some fucking syrup. And I fucking poured it in a cup. I was like, here you go. And he took a swig, and he's like, why'd you give me syrup, man? I asked for some juice. fuck, man. Then a decade later, me and him were getting all douched up to go meet all you guys at the fucking dance. And he fucking sprayed he sprayed cool water in my mouth while I was talking. And I started gagging and I puked. And then like I was over the toilet like, so why the fuck did you do that? And he was watching me and he like leaned way down and he was like, now we're even, motherfuckers. Like, for what? And he's like, for what? Give me syrup a decade ago, dick.
That's fucking funny.
Luckily, you and fucking Richie had to hook up back then, so that fucking taste wasn't stuck in my mouth by the time I met up with you guys. So I got a question for you, and then I'll ask you the question. When's the last time you danced?
Fuck.
And where was it at?
God. Jesus. I don't know. I think my daughter had a dance and she was little. I mean, this was elementary school, right? So,
oh, okay.
And it had to have been there.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was a real fucking small dance for the little elementary kids. And I danced with her, I think.
Gotcha. You know what I mean? Mine was at the bar at the First City, like almost a decade ago now.
No shit, huh?
Yeah, I went out and partied. I was drinking. I started drinking, and then I think I met up with Adam. And it was when it turned 2015.
Yeah, like, it's not like it used to be, I'll tell you that shit.
Jesus, yeah, Christ. It wasn't like in 05, huh? When we came over here?
Yeah. Not in my
20s. yeah. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, when's the last time I fucking just, like, danced? I was like, fuck, it's been a hot minute, man. I was like, holy shit, wait a minute. Let me think about this.
That's
funny. Fuck, man. Remember how mad we used to get in high school when there wasn't a dance every weekend? Fuck, man. What are we going to do? No fucking dance is bullshit, man.
That's another thing, too. I mean, do they have dances for the kids in Metlakatla?
I don't know, man. Just because I don't have a kid and I couldn't tell you because I don't know. I know they still, like, do the 7th of August dance, you know?
Yeah.
Adult
dance, you know what I mean? Like, that's for the fucking drunk adults that go do that shit.
Yeah.
And, like, this, okay. I went up for when Baby James graduated high school. Right?
2014, I was over there with you.
Yeah, and fucking today's his birthday too. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Happy birthday there, kiddo.
and I was like, "Where's the party?" You know, like, where's the party at? You know, and I think I was hanging out with Shauna too, and Shauna's like, "They just don't do it like when you guys were in high school."
Well, they don't, man. I remember that night, there just wasn't any fucking, like I said, some things changed for the better, but it definitely was different, man. Like, everybody knew our grad night where the party was. Like, as soon as I was done opening up gifts at my grandparents' house, like, we ate food, and then my dad and brother stood up. And they're like, oh, you're going to take off? And they're like, yeah. My dad is like, going up to my bros. And Miles like, going up to Uncle's. Going to Uncle Merle's mom. So I'll see you guys probably when I come back next month, because he was taking off the next day. And my mom's like, all right, well, don't get too crazy. You know, Miles like, I'm going up to Uncle Merle's. Right. It's definitely, like I said, it's definitely different, man. I mean, it's
that was a huge party at my house that night. Fuck.
There was but yeah, man, there was like fucking dances every weekend. It seemed like every weekend, like summertime was always like fucking, it was always popping, man. Like fucking we go somewhere and fucking have a few and then head out to the dance, like go to the Longhouse. We're going to the Longhouse dance, man. Like, holy fuck, man. The dance in the Longhouse? Yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And the other thing, too, is that comes with, like, the smartphones and the kids being really great with it. It's just, like, you only got a few good friends if you got a friend at all. You know?
Yeah.
And I mean that by, like, someone you're, like, me going over to your house. You know?
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm not the only one there. Ira's already there. Fucking Richie's in town, right. And I walk in. What the fuck, Richie? I didn't know you're here. Yeah, man. I was walking around, and Merle, we bumped into Merle. You know? And next thing you know, fuck, you call a couple friends, and then they show up, and we're all at your house. We're not partying. We're just fucking hanging out bullshitting, man. You know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, man. I'm fishing with so-and-so, but I gotta go down there and check on their boat. Then we all go with the person, you know?
Right.
It's just different. And the other thing, too, is what were you doing when you were 14? Were you, like, were you fishing?
Yeah, I was fishing.
See, and that's the other thing, too, man. I didn't work until 93. You know, I scrubbed hatches with Adam. You know, I'm 20 bucks a pop. But, you know, I don't want to say kids don't work because you clearly see kids out, but it's just like, it's just different, man. Not all kids work, you know?
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I started fishing with my dad when I was 8. You know what I mean? And my dad was bad when I was younger. He didn't get with my stepmom until we were like, till I was in sixth grade, you know what I mean?
Is that when it was?
Yeah, sixth or seventh grade.
Wow, okay.
And before that, you know, it was like, he's not just going to leave me fucking at home all summer. So I went out fishing with him, you know?
Yeah.
And fucking did the fishing thing and, you know, learned how to fish and all that shit.
What'd you think the first time you were out there fishing?
It was awesome, you know, except for getting up really fucking early and fucking
3 a.m.
not into the fucking rough ocean and shit, because it was, you know, it wasn't always nice. It was fucking, and I was in a flat bottom boat, that fucking herring skiff, the Miss Beauty, fucking slammed all over the fucking place in that thing. And my dad fucking, we left Monday, came back Friday, you know what I mean? There wasn't no come in every night bullshit, you know.
Dude, that's wild, because I remember when, like, we had friends that seemed like they would take off, like, in mid-June. We wouldn't see them until August.
Yeah.
You know?
Right? Yeah.
State fishing, man. Chasing the money.
Exactly.
Different, I mean, shit, man. I mean, that... Everything that's happening with fishing was bound to happen. I remember people saying that back in that time frame, you know?
Yeah.
Just fucking wild, man. I mean, when was the last herring fishery? Fucking, it's been years in Metlakatla.
I can tell you the last time I went herring fishing, though.
96?
No. I went out with... Well, I wasn't fishing. I was on the tender. I tended on fucking Irv Leesk's boat one summer down here, and we went there and went and did herring in Metlakatla and then in Sitka.
Oh, 07.
Yeah. And, you know, what pissed me off about that was we did Metlakatla fishing, right?
Yeah.
And then fishing. And it was, he gave me the money for Metlakatla fishing, you know? And I was like, did you guys tax me on this money? And his wife's like, yeah. And I'm like, why did you tax me on this? And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm from fucking Metlakatla. And I know fucking you guys didn't get taxed on this money. So why the fuck did you tax me on this money, you know?
What did she say?
She was just like, oh, I didn't say nothing, you know? I kind of just got screwed out of it.
Dude, that's fucking some shady shit right there, man.
This is like, fuck, dude. I'm like Metlakatla fishing money is tax-free. I know it because I've fished it most of my life, you know?
Dude, that's some shady shit right there. Holy fuck, man.
Yeah, it wasn't like a shit ton of money or anything, but it was just like... It
adds up, though.
Yeah.
I mean, line their pockets as opposed to your pockets, man.
Yeah.
Jeez, guess that type of shit's been going on forever with fishermen, though, huh?
Yeah, right.
Fucking A, man. Shit, we are at the hour mark, bro. So, anything you want to say before we end this?
Just sum it up, you know, Trump sucks, LeBron sucks, fucking NBA sucks.
Oh, okay. You just ran to me. I don't know what I would pick if I could change something to go back to the old way, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it'd just be fucking, people fucking paying less attention to their phone, man. But I think that's just kind of a gripe a lot of people have in general, you know?
No, for sure. For sure.
Because, like, what you said earlier, how you'd be in somebody's car and then, oh, shit, there's everybody's bikes. Normally, the adult or person you're with was like, you want to go home and get your bike? Yeah, I know where I'm going. You know, see a fucking like 5 or 6 bikes outside your dad's house there on Haines Street, man. Fuck, who's got this badass bike? Go inside.
Yeah, right.
Go inside and Johnny's like, I got a new bike. Or you got a badass bike, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I guess that would be it, man. Just people, if they would spend less time on their phones, that would be nice, but that's just how it is, man. I got my books that I'm trying to read more. I switched to audiobooks, so I just, like, I guess I'm giving that up now. Because I just mostly listen to podcasts, bro.
Yeah, I have a shit ton of audiobooks. I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
Nice.
Shit, man, I've been audiobooks since 2016. And I think I get, you know, I get a credit every month.
Dude, that's awesome.
And shit, hold on. I'm looking at my library, see what I got. I have 103 books, you know?
Fuck yeah, man. I when I started doing the audiobook, it was 2020.
What was the first book you got?
For audio?
Yeah.
What the fuck is his name? Michael Jordan's trainer, Tim Grover?
Uh-huh.
He wrote a book, and I was just curious, so I bought it, but I bought it on audio, because right when I was about to buy it, I was like, ah, fuck, man, Merle fucking really likes audiobooks. I'm going to give this, and I'll try an audio. And so I've bought way more. I listened to Killers of the Flower Moon on audio.
Is that any good?
It's really fucking good. Gut punch, obviously, man. Then you watch the movie and it's like, god damn it. You know? And then I listened to The Rise of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That was fucking really good, man.
Are you on Audible?
I think so. Hold on. I had to switch because my Amazon shit didn't work anymore.
Oh, no shit, huh?
Does yours?
Yeah, I use Audible, but Audible is owned by Amazon, I believe.
Yeah. So I got the, what do I got here? Playbooks from, the fuck is it? Google?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got the latest, what's your latest book? I'll tell you my latest book.
Quentin Tarantino's Cinema Speculation. I loved it.
My latest one is The 48 Laws of Power.
Nice. Is it good?
I'm about halfway through it.
Although I did buy a comic series on here. I bought The Last Ronin.
Fuck. I bought, like, a string of Star Wars. I got fucking... started going down the Star Wars rabbit hole and shit. And all the canon shit on Star Wars, you know?
Okay. Are they pretty good?
They'll do stuff on my... on Audible where it's free. Like, because I have a subscription. Yeah. They'll have free shit. You know, and I could go in and fucking check this out because it's free and fucking listen to that shit.
Nice. You know, a book I liked is Be Useful by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he narrated it.
Oh, really? Could you understand him?
Yeah, it's good. the MCU one is out, if that's what it's called. So I think you'd like that one.
What's it called?
It's just the MCU.
MCU.
It's, oh, the fuck is it? Hold on a second.
Reign of...
Huh?
The Reign of Marvel Studios?
Yeah, that one. It's really fucking good, man.
Let's check it out.
I think you'd like it, but yeah, I really like that one, and I liked Arnold's book. Quentin Tarantino, I liked, it's really fucking good, man. He only narrates a couple chapters, though.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I was just like, you know?
My first book was Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Nice.
Because I was working, and...
Needed a 24-hour book while you're working?
I needed a long book, so I didn't, because I was tired of... Because I was doing all this finish work, so I was by myself and I had headphones on.
Yeah.
And I wanted something that wasn't fucking the 5-minute song. Fuck, I was tired of listening to all these fucking songs, so.
Yeah.
Something that'll last a little while. And so I got that one. And then I got the other two, the Twin Tower, or the, you know, Twin Towers? No, it's the Two Towers and then Return of the King. And then I got the Hobbit.
So, nice. Cheated.
Get books like that, the key is to get the unabridged version.
Yeah.
To where you, so it's not like a fucking edited down, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm into audiobooks, man. I take it back. I wish people were less like, we don't need to see everything on social media, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I heard that.
Like, one thing I just despise is, like, when somebody, and in Metlakatla, it's, like, the worst, but, like, when somebody passes and then somebody posts it before all the family members are informed, you know? So, like, a family member is going to fucking find out a loved one died because someone posted on Facebook, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I hate that shit, man. It's like, dude, come on, man. Show some compassion, man. You don't gotta fucking be first to post on everything, you know? Yeah. Like, go back to posting your fucking minor inconvenience in life, you fucker. Anyways, man, I'm gonna go fucking scream at the fucking stars here and go yell at some kids, bro, so thanks for being on.
Get off my lawn, man.
Today's music sucks, man. You weren't around for Nirvana. Shit, man. But all right, bro, I'll hit you up, man.
All right.
Later.
Later.
Later.